What is up, everybody? This is Ryan here with you today from the Sales and Marketing Built for Your Podcast. I am looking forward to going through this with you because I have seen what I'm about to talk about today massively transform people's lives in less than a week. And it's super simple. Might take, I don't know, 15 minutes a day. That's it. And it could change your whole perspective. It could open your eyes to new things. And I've already seen it, like I said, make a big impact. Not just on myself, but others. So I had to share with you. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley here with the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Show. Gonna go through something different today. I've been going hardcore on a lot of different areas, more on the business side, right? And then this is one of those things that blocks the business side. And I haven't talked about something along those lines in a while, but really going over fulfillment over achievement. And it doesn't have to be mutually exclusive, right? It doesn't have to be separated. However, there's a couple things that I've seen over the last few weeks. And then at the same time, it has made a really, really big impact on people's lives. And if just one person gets something out of this, then this episode is totally worth it. So I had to share it with you because I've seen it and I'll get into it. However, one of the things that I thought was really, really interesting, and I forgot where it was, but I saw a brief interview with Tony Robbins, and he was talking about how for Money Master the Game, which is a book that he wrote, he basically kind of broke it down into two focus areas of what he looks at when it comes to life. It's the science of achievement and the art of fulfillment, right? And for this book, he had to interview over 50 billionaires, right? 50 billionaires. So that's some rarefied air, right? Like, you don't really typically get exposure to 50 billionaires unless you're someone at his level. But that's the part that's not really important. The part that's important is that he was talking about the whole concept of achievement and fulfillment. And he said that basically only 4 out of the 50 were happy. Can you believe that? 4 out of the 50 people were happy. And so, like, that got me really thinking. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, and there's a lot of more self-made billionaires too. So it's like, okay, you conquer amazing things, you work your butt off, and you try and dominate the world, and only 4 out of 50 were happy. Why is that? And I'll keep going on this, because like, what I'd ask you to ask yourself is, how do you set up your company or your role to support you at the highest level so that you can support your clients at the highest level? And a mentor of mine, Myron Golden, talks about that all the time, about setting your business up that way. And this really, really just kind of punched me in the face, you know, gave me 2 black eyes when I started talking to multiple different founders and executives and hard charging type A personalities. And I see a really big trend forming. And this is something that, you know, I fell into this pattern when I was in the soul crushing corporate world, right? And basically, it was one of those things that really took me to basically encourage me to take a step back. But the woman that I was talking to in the corporate world, she's has multiple kids, very high performing, definitely outkicked the expectation of what she's doing for her career at her level, surpassed many folks that were more experienced than her and is just doing amazing things. However, you know, one of the things that that I talked to this person about is they were extremely burnt out. They felt fried all the time, frustrated, and really didn't have any time to themselves at all, right? Because working kids. And women have a different level of complexity than men do, because a lot of them have mom guilt, things along those lines. And so obviously I haven't been through that, but it's super hard. And so three things that I was talking to this person about that I've seen change other people's lives, literally in days, are so simple, but it gives you control of your brain back. It gets you out of reactive mode as soon as you get up in the morning and, you know, feeling fried and toasted when you go to bed. So number one is don't allow email for the first half hour or hour of your day. And you're like, okay, Ryan, that sounds so basic. But the funny thing is though, even though it's basic, there's a massive amount of people that still do it. And the first thing they do is look at their phone before they even get out of bed. And this is the question I ask you. If you are one of those people listening to this and that's happening to you, the question I ask you is, okay, how often does your email come to your inbox in the exact order of priority that you need to handle things in? Okay, so I'll repeat that. And how often does your email come in your inbox in the exact order of priority you need to focus on? And then the answer to that question is never. It's never going to be that way. Basically, if you jump on that, and I heard Tom Billy talk about this, you're reacting to everyone else's priorities as they come in. Okay, so that's step one. That'll give you some mental rest just by doing that. Step two, don't look at your phone for the first 30 minutes and the last 30 minutes or TV time, right? Just give yourself space. Because with space comes creativity. With creativity comes choice to focus on what you really want. And with the choice to focus on what you really want, allows you to architect a life that you want to live, right? So, and then on top of it, with those 30 and 30, right? 30 at the front end of the day, 30 at the back end of the day, you're not having screen time. Take some time. It doesn't need to be 30 minutes. It could just be 10 minutes. And by the way, you could read a book or do whatever, but just not have that stimulation. And at least for 15 minutes, give yourself that space on the front end, the back end. And a lot of times I'll write down, you know, if it's in the morning, what I'm excited about, what are the opportunities that I'm looking forward to. At the end of the day, what are really cool things that happen to me that I'm grateful for? And the beautiful outcome of this is you just sit there and give yourself a little bit of space to breathe. You'll start having very creative thoughts come to you. And some of the best thoughts that I've had that basically change the direction of my life have been either when I'm sitting there and give myself space, when I'm taking a shower, when I have some quiet time to do that. And if you're at the, you know, either you're a high performer, and it could be, you could be in sales, you could be in sales leadership, you could be a CEO, you could be an entrepreneur, whatever it is, if you have that high level of intensity, most of us don't give ourselves space to breathe. And if you give yourself that space to breathe, you'll come up with creative ideas that could not only change your lives, your family lives, but potentially other people's lives in the world. So give it a try for a week. Let me know what you think. Shoot me an email. Shoot me a note. Direct message me. Would love to hear. But super, super excited to share this with you. It's really simple. Anybody can implement it. Give it a try for 7 days and see what the impact it has on your life. It had a massive impact on my life and still does. So thanks for jumping on the show today. I look forward to seeing you soon on the next episode. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources, so I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really, truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career-changing in terms of the content. Essentially, what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me, and I hope to see you soon.